On March 15th, banks in Cyprus closed their doors and they haven't reopened. The trickling cash flow has already taken its toll. Small businesses say they're doing very little. Some say they've already had to lay off employees. But the worst may be yet to come. The deal struck with international lenders aims to shrink the Cypriot banking sector, which is about 8 times the size of the economy. The country's biggest lender, the Bank of Cyprus, will be radically restructured, and Laiki Bank, the second largest, is set to close, a massive blow. It employs 8,000 people in a country of less than 1 million. James Kerr-Lindsay at the London School of Economics says the entire economy will be hurt.
The banks are a major, major part of the Cyprus economy. There's going to be a lot of businesses which will have lost money in all of this. This will trickle down through the economy. It will be absolutely enormous, the effects of this.
This EU-IMF deal differs from other Eurozone bailouts because instead of taxpayers footing the bill, depositors with large balances are to bear the costs. It's a major shift in policy, says Vasilis Monasteriotis at the London School of Economics.
We had in the most similar case of Ireland, we had the decision to push the bill, if you want, to the taxpayer. So the government, the Irish government, took the responsibility of recapitalizing the banks. The deposits were guaranteed and then this spilled over to the real economy. In the case of Cyprus, we have exactly the opposite. It is the bondholders, the shareholders, and the depositors that take up the bill, and then we try to minimize the cost, the implications to the government.
On Monday, the head of the Eurogroup of Finance Ministers, Jeroen Dijsselbloem, suggested the rescue program for Cyprus could be a new template for Europe. He said if banks can't resolve future crises, then shareholders and bondholders and possibly uninsured deposit holders will be asked to recapitalize them. After his comments, market indexes fell. Monasteriotis says the Cyprus case could set a dangerous precedent.
There's a big risk of destabilizing the banking system in the Eurozone with this kind of solution, because then the guarantees, the savings above 100,000 euro are not guaranteed anywhere in the Eurozone. This may lead to very significant outflows of capital from the Eurozone, definitely from the south of the Eurozone to the north.
For now, most Cypriots are powerless and are trying to deal with the immediate impact of their banking fiasco. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.